Do you know what it will entice you to clean? If your house smells like a beach afterward and it doesn't smell like, you know, cleaning products. Well, enter Clorox. They can transform your space into a tropical getaway by upgrading your cleaning routine with coconut-scented Clorox Scentiva. It smells like coconut, it cleans like Clorox, and it feels like inspiration. With a refreshing scent that will leave your home clean and fresh, elevating any room into an oasis. Now you can express your style and get shiny clean. Get Clorox Scentiva at a nearby retail store, also available in grapefruit or lavender scents. This is Ashley Iaconetti from the Ben and Ashley I Almost Famous podcast. Tennessee just sounds perfect. Whether that's live music, the crack of a campfire, or kids laughing on an adventure. To start planning your trip, visit tnvacation.com. Tennessee sounds perfect.
Hi, everyone. This is Rachel Zoe with the Climbing in Heels podcast. We recently sat down with a few recipients of the Botox Cosmetic, Onobotulinum Toxin A, and iFund Women grants at South by Southwest, thanks to Botox Cosmetic. Take a listen to our conversation. It's so good.
What advice would you give to upcoming like female entrepreneurs or just already sort of established trying to survive still?
I literally joke with my staff and we always are saying, oh, you want to be an entrepreneur? You want to be broke all the time and working 24/7? Ooh.
Yeah, but
so,
look at you.
Yeah, right? But I'm here. So the advice that I give is, and I coined this, and I believe I said it on my TED Talk, that your passion follows you. You cannot follow your passion. So my advice is to let your passion follow you, get out of your own way, and never stop and never settle.
This episode was brought to you by Botox Cosmetic. Learn more at BotoxCosmetic.com and talk to your specialist to see if Botox Cosmetic is right for you. For full prescribing information, including boxed warning, call 877-351-0300 and follow the Climbing in Heels podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe where you listen to your podcast.
It's time for today's Lucky Land horoscope with Victoria Cash.
Life's gotten mundane, so shake up the daily routine and be adventurous with a trip to Lucky Land. You know what they say, your chance to win starts with a spin. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com to play over 100 social casino-style games for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void or prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, ladies, let's be real. Who here actually enjoys shaving their legs? Yeah, absolutely no one. I know this. Get this, Nair. Yes, Nair, the OG, has leveled up. They've got these new sensational shower creams and body creams that smell absolutely amazing. I know this is not the smell that you're thinking of from the 90s when your mom first pulled this out for you. These smells will light up your bathroom, honestly. They'll make your shower experience better.
It smells like a spa, actually.
Oh, yeah. And how do you know this?
Well, I mean, Nair's in the household. So anytime Nair's used, it smells like a spa.
You probably don't even know what it does.
It takes hair away.
It works in as little as 3 minutes. You don't have to bother with nicks, cuts, shaves. And the smooth lasts so much longer than shaving. You're also not going to have to deal with any of those shave bumps or anything like that, because the bumps are just as annoying as the nicks, right? Nair's new sensational shower and body creams are free of all the nasty chemicals like phthalates and sulfates. So you can feel good about what you're putting on your skin and you can have a little bit of a me time moment with Nair, the number one hair removal brand. Smell for yourself. And as Ben smelled for himself and he likes it, it's Ben approved. Try the reformulated Nair body and shower creams available at retailers nationwide and online.
This is Ben and Ashley I, Almost Famous, In Depth.
At the Almost Famous podcast, we are lucky. We are lucky to get to talk to some very recent contestants on the shows that air. Today is a fortunate day for the Almost Famous podcast listeners and Ashley and myself. We have Johnny here. Obviously, it's one of those episodes that maybe isn't the most ideal, Ashley, what would you say, to have this conversation? But it does feel necessary because we all watched it. And now we need to know more and hear more. And so, Johnny, welcome to the Almost Famous podcast.
Appreciate it. Thank you. The people need answers.
Yeah, I'm just laughing to myself, if anybody can see me, because the way that Ben starts the podcast out like that, like so like slow and serious, trying to build empathy and tension is hilarious, because I would be like, oh my God, guys, we have Johnny. and that's how I would intro it.
Well, and that's why we're co-hosts, because we're exactly, not the same. We're not the
exactly.
same.
Exactly. It really right, isn't about
us. Great balance.
No, no, no. All right. So let's get into this. Johnny.
Yeah.
Where would you like to begin? Or am I as host supposed to start to get at? I guess that's me. Okay. Are you ready? I got a lot of questions here.
I can. All right. We can try this.
As much as I want to like go into the drama, I do want to go a little bit further back than that. Talk about fantasy suite and proposals. So we saw on Gabby and Rachel season that you weren't ready to get engaged. And like, I think a lot of people were probably like, doesn't he know what show he's on? You're supposed to get engaged at the end. That's a whole other debate for another time. But especially going into Paradise, I got no issue with you not wanting to propose.
Yeah.
During Fantasy Suites, I still feel like you didn't want to propose. Did you feel like you're like, oh my God, this is Victoria Fuller, like sex siren of the franchise?
I didn't know who she was.
You didn't know that she was the hottest of all life?
I just knew she was beautiful when I saw her, but other than that, I had no clue who she was. I think that helped, you know, because I didn't base my decision off of anything like that.
It wasn't like a celebrity crush or anything.
Hell no. No, I didn't know who she was at all.
I've never heard the phrase sex siren, just to be clear.
Yeah, that was the first thing.
Okay.
I don't know what you're meaning by that. I'm assuming it's like something positive. I don't know.
You guys, I just combined sex kitten, which was a big deal on Ben's season, and a siren. Like, you sex know, siren. From like I the mean, Iliad makes, and the Odyssey.
I feel like it's just something that screams sex. I get it, you know, but yeah. I've never heard it.
Okay. But at what point did you decide I'm going to propose?
It was before Fantasy Suites when I thought like I was definitely going to propose. Yeah. There was this moment we had when we had our one-on-one. We came back and Jesse had asked if we were falling in love. And she like kind of put her hand on my leg, and I just looked at her and I was just like, I have to put a ring on this person. Like, I'm so in love with you. And I think that's kind of when it clicked in my head and when the wheel started to turn that, you know, I did really want to propose to this person. I think just when we hit Fantasy Suites, it started getting really real. And that's when I really had to like, you know, be all in or not.
Okay.
Yeah. But I think before Fantasy Suites, you know, I knew that I was most likely going to.
Okay.
Yeah.
If you could flash back.
That answer.
It does. If you could flash back to that time, you know, it is. Paradise and this whole show continues to amaze me, Johnny. And I've been on it.
Yeah.
And I've walked through it. And I know the feelings. But Paradise is interesting because I don't know how many weeks ago in real world time, you know, you two were having conversations about staying together or not. A few weeks later, then you're proposing to somebody, which, you know, has a different meaning for me now that I'm married. It's a heavy, it's awesome, it's nerve-wracking. You never know when, you know, you're ready and you don't know if you're going to be a good husband or not. How do you get to the point of being so confident on a beach after a few weeks after having these types of conversations about, are we going to stay together, that this is the person for you?
It's crazy because everything you explained, I felt, you know, I think I've even said it in an episode where you never know if you're ready. It's kind of just a leap of faith that you take, and you're scared that you're not going to be a good husband and you don't know if you can be there for your person. And I just, communication is such a key factor on that beach, and you have to be open. And I think with Victoria, I was more vulnerable than I've been with almost anyone. I feel like I had to do that in order to get to a place of where I can propose to her. So It's difficult. Again, there's just serious talks that, you know, had to be had. Like Fantasy Suites was a big one. And then me and her did get alone time, you know, prior to Fantasy Suites, where we did have serious talks, like at the Sadie Hawkins dance. Mm-hmm. Off camera, me and her had, you know, some really deep talks about being married and getting engaged. So there's a lot of moments that you guys don't see.
One of the moments that stuck out to us, and since you're here, we'll ask you, moment that felt like a connecting point was you sharing the details of what was going on in your family back home. And we were, you know, kind of discussing here on the podcast. I'm sure you're an avid listener, but just in case you missed the episode, what we were talking about is, we were talking about, you know, it felt like something maybe you didn't want to share publicly, that it wasn't for something that you wanted to air to the world, but you were getting to a place in your relationship with her where it would have been awkward to have these conversations post show. Is that true? Or can you walk us through why that moment happened when it happened?
No, it's true. I didn't want to get in. Maybe I'm an idiot, but like, it was just so real to me. And I was falling in love with this person. And, you know, I just felt like these are really big things that are happening in my life. And I didn't want her to be blindsided when we walked out of there. And, you know, for me, I was going through the motions of falling in love and getting ready to ask this person to be my wife. And I just felt like it was something that, you know, she deserved to know. And I thought it would help the relationship kind of, you know, get further to where we need to be. Things like that.
There was another, there's a sign in the Fantasy Suites that made me feel like maybe you guys don't know each other well enough. And that was, you said, I don't know if you've ever been engaged before, but I haven't. And I was like, you should know if she's been engaged and been in a relationship that serious.
Did I say that?
Yeah, I heard it.
You heard it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I did.
I don't know. I think I was kind of just messing around. Just kind of like letting her know. I like play around like that, but it was just kind of also letting her know, like, you know, I don't know if you've ever been engaged, but I haven't. And it's something that, you know, I only want to do once or it's just, it's very important to me, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. So there, you said something else that was like super vulnerable and I kind of want to dive deeper into in the Fantasy Suite. And you said, I look at myself in the mirror and I like hate who I see. Like I hate myself. And it made me so sad.
I know.
And it made me think like maybe Johnny needs to address these things before we get engaged.
Yeah. No, I think it's just some insecurities that keep coming up. You know, I just think I've always had this struggle where, you know, I'm like my toughest critic. And yeah, I think it's something that I do need to work on personally. And, you know, these talks maybe should have been had prior to Fantasy Suites. But, you know, again, I think I was just trying to get to a place of where, you know, if we're going to get engaged, you have to know who I am. And, you know, it's getting better and better as time goes on. But I just felt like these were things that, you know, I was supposed to share with her at the time.
You know, if you were to chat, I would love to. With you, and I'll share my phone number here in the chat before we head out. But
for sure,
you know, those insecurities and people, people on the outside don't fully understand it, and they don't make it feel any better. But going on a show like this, at least in my experience, enhanced my insecurities because there's a lot of comparison, there's a lot of criticism, then there's a lot of envy following the show on what people are doing and not doing, and what you're not doing. And it becomes a battle with yourself. And I've been in that battle. And so I'd love to walk through that with you off this show. It doesn't need to be aired to the to the public. Yeah. And it leads me to my question now, because, you know, obviously we're walking through the Fantasy Suites. We're walking to the end where you did propose to Victoria. We watched it on television. And I kind of want to stop us now because we're going to be entering into where life is at the present. And just ask you straight up, like, how are you doing? We haven't asked you yet on purpose.
You're good.
You're sitting here today. The episodes have now aired.
Yeah.
People are talking. How are you holding up?
Yeah. I'm all right. I'm good. I think as time goes on, you know, I'm getting better and better. But I mean, at the beginning, it really sucked for sure, you know. But, you know, definitely moving on right now and just, you know, trying to take care of myself.
When you say beginning, what do you mean? Yeah. The beginning when this all went down or the beginning when this reunion was filmed or?
So it was kind of like there was like a two-step thing with this whole thing. It was like when this whole thing started, you know, when the rumors started going around and then, you know, slowly kind of getting over that and then film the reunion and it was like, oh, shit, this is still very current in my life. And then it was like, go back to being heartbroken and shit like that. And just, you know, now I'm coming back over again. But yeah.
Like you wake up in the morning with that ugh in your stomach. Your heart.
It's not as bad as before, but yeah, you know, classic heartbreak feelings. Yeah. I think we've all been there maybe, but yeah.
Are you someone
I'm doing better.
Are you someone who doesn't eat during heartbreak or that you binge eat during heartbreak?
Yeah, I guess recently it's just been like I don't eat much. I try to keep busy as hell. Because I've been through, you know, situations like this. So it's like, you know, for me it's try to sleep, you know, you get those sleepless nights. And then if I'm up, I'm like working out or something.
The public relationship side of this is hard too.
It's fucking difficult, man. Yeah. It's very difficult. Being in the public eye is just like,
yeah.
It's so out of character for me to do some of the things I've done too. You know, it's not something I want to do is go publicly talk on a stage about, you know, so and so, but it's just weird.
It's weird. And then there's, you know, I walked through this, a public breakup, and it's odd too because people choose sides, which doesn't make you feel much better. It's not really what you're wanting. And then your family, your closest friends and your family have all seen this air out. They've seen the behind the scenes. They've seen the ugly. They've probably at some point seen the good. And then behind the scenes, you have to see the pictures and the videos and get tagged in them. And I'm telling you now, you're not alone in that. You're not. And it sucks. And it never gets easier. Yeah. And it never becomes fun. And there's a side of this. My unsolicited advice is you also don't want to become numb to it because you're learning something through it.
For sure.
It just isn't clear yet. But it will be. It just isn't clear yet. But that side of it, what people don't see is the quiet times in your room when you're not busy. And what that feels like.
Yeah, that's crazy. It's pure, it's crazy, you know? It's hard to explain it. Just kind of all sucks. It's like a big pile of shit sometimes.
Yeah.
So sorry for what you're going through. It really does suck. But I promise you, you know, you'll look back in 6 months and you'll be like, that didn't work out for a reason. I mean, are you feeling like that now?
I mean, in a way, yeah. I feel like I'm just kind of, you know, what doesn't kill us makes us stronger. And if it was meant to work out, it would work out. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it didn't happen for a reason. So whatever that reason is, I'll figure it out. But, you know, I feel like I am in a good state of mind currently. You know, it has its ups and downs for sure.
What keeps baby skin healthy? A diaper that doesn't leave skin wet. That's why Pampers Swaddlers absorbs wetness better versus the leading value brand and provides up to 100% leak-proof skin protection to help keep your baby's skin dry and healthy. We have been a Pampers family since the start with Dawson. It takes you a few months of experimentation to figure out what really works, and for us, Pampers really works. Pampers Swaddlers are dermatologist approved by the Skin Health Alliance. They're hypoallergenic and they're free of parabens and latex. All that so important. Try Swaddlers with the new Pampers Free and Gentle Wipes for healthy baby skin. For trusted protection, trust Pampers, the number one pediatrician recommended brand.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Ashley, is it true that some contestants have cashed in their 401k to afford a new wardrobe for The Bachelor?
I mean, you do need a lot of ball gowns when you think about it. Where did you hear that rumor, Ben?
Oh, Smart Money Happy Hour. It's a podcast where two money experts, Rachel Cruz and George Camel, talk totally unfiltered about life, pop culture, and how to afford it all, with 90s nostalgia and reality TV fandom mixed in, of course.
So, like, how to budget for a hot date in Malta, like Joey went on?
Yeah. Or how to baby step your way to being a millionaire before you're 35.
Oh, okay. I'm looking at this episode on how much people spend on dating apps. So one guy is spending $499 a month.
He should really apply for The Bachelorette.
Or this one episode, which is what our Amazon purchase history says about us.
Why don't you just go and tap that subscribe button, Ashley?
Say less. This is really, really interesting. So to check it out, you can search Smart Money Happy Hour and listen wherever you get your podcasts. Just search Smart Money Happy Hour and hit that subscribe button, which I just did. Your wallet and your next road trip will thank you. You wake up with a scratchy throat, congestion, runny nose, and cough. You know your body. You know you're getting sick. Your choices are tough it out, get sick, take some time out from work, hope the doctor can see you this month, or wait 2 hours at urgent care. Then you can sit in a room full of sick people, or you can open your medical emergency kit, match your symptoms to the doctor's recommendation prescription.
It comes with doctor-prescribed meds to treat over 39 medical issues. It has strong antibiotics for infections of all types, plus a doctor's easy guide so you'll know exactly what to take and when. No waiting to see the doctor, no waiting at the pharmacy. It's all in here. Every home should have at least one medical emergency kit. Order yours online in minutes. Your kit will be rushed to your door, and you get 15% off at twc.health/famous.
You can use the promo code FAMOUS. That's promo code FAMOUS at twc.health/famous. As every parent knows, kids seem to be everywhere all at once. It's tough for even the most watchful mom and dads to protect their little ones from every single thing. Duracell understands that. That's why they're deeply committed to lithium coin battery safety. Lithium coin batteries power many important things around people's homes, including things that young children may have access to. So Duracell not only educates parents, caregivers, and medical professionals about the importance of lithium coin battery safety, but they also make the only lithium coin batteries with a non-toxic bitter coating to help discourage children from swallowing them. Even Duracell's packaging is child secure and designed to avoid accidental opening. Because they believe that their product should provide more than just power, they should also provide peace of mind. Learn more at Duracell.com/powersafely. Available on 2032, 2025, and 2016 sizes. I want to dive into the timeline now of after Paradise.
Let's do this.
So when was your first fight that made you be like, the first rattling fight? How many weeks or days after Paradise?
That wasn't days after. We were good. I mean, she came and saw my family. She met my family like immediately after Paradise. And it was all good. Everything was good. I truly do think my season airing had a huge role in this relationship.
How's that?
And it was just from, try to like put yourself in our shoes, and it was very much like we're engaged and this is supposed to be our time and our moment and we want to be so happy, but we were so in the dark, and the world knew me as, you know, being with Gabby, not being with Victoria, and that really hurt her. Like, she was heartbroken. Yeah, she was upset that she was engaged in that it was very much the spotlight was on me and someone else, and she just, it was hard to be happy as, you know, a couple and try to blossom when I had to kind of promote my show, and it was just a weird thing because a lot of her friends were getting engaged too. A lot of her friends that, you know, are not on TV, and they were all, you know, publicly out there, and, you know, it was heartbreaking. It sucked. She was really upset about a lot of things.
The only thing that's interesting to me there is you'd think that there on that show, you were saying, I'm not ready for engagement. And then with Paradise, you were ready and eager with her that you'd think like she would have no insecurity about you being on The Bachelorette.
I had done a podcast for Bachelorette. And I think that may have been our first kind of big fight where I was talking about Gabby kind of past tense, but it felt really present to her in you know, being
as
your
you need
like,
to, yeah, as you need contesting to. Currently being aired.
Yeah. And I think she just felt like, you know, I wasn't as upfront with her as I should have been on the beach. And she thought a lot of the things I said to Gabby, I said to her. So I think that really threw her off. For sure. I think that was honestly one of our first big fights.
Yeah. That happens. Been in that.
Yeah. Happens.
You only
it's tough. It's tough. I do. And I'm like, I try to put myself in their shoes too. And, you know, I would hate if my fiance was talking about someone else, you know, so highly, even though it was a show and all that. Like, it's still, we very much try to look at this as a real process and we're engaged now. We're going to get married. And it was just like, that sucks to hear.
Yeah. And you only have so many compliments to give. Our vocabularies are limited. So beautiful means beautiful, no matter.
Beautiful means beautiful.
And no matter who you're saying it to. But I think the commitment behind it maybe makes it a little more valid.
Yeah. I try getting that point across too. But win some, you lose some.
So at what point did you feel like the relationship wasn't going to last?
Up until, you know, everything, the whole rumors and everything started, I thought like we were very much like keen on working things out, you know, like we had our fights and then we would make up no matter how bad the fights were, you know. That's why I think engagement's so big to me, because relationships, you know, are built. They're not just amazing. And I think I was so like, no matter what, I was always going to be here for this person. And, you know, I felt that she felt the same. And then kind of after everything in LA happened, that's when I knew. I was just like, yeah, it's not going to work out after this. I already know. Like, you're gone.
So did you guys have any happy couple weekends?
Yeah. Yeah. We had a couple, two, three.
How'd that go?
They're pretty good.
Were they happy? Were they happy? Happy couple weekends?
They're all right.
Okay.
Like I said, I think my season airing played a huge role in a lot of our fights and things like that. So, you know, for the most part, they were good, but you know, we did have our issues.
Let's clear this up a little bit. So you guys get engaged on the beach. You come back. You have a couple happy couple weekends. Things are going well. She meets your family.
Yeah.
You guys are in LA. You feel like at that point now it's over. Were there signs within this leading up to that moment where you were starting to question the relationship, or you were hoping it would end?
Are you saying when me and her were in LA, it was over?
Yeah.
So I didn't think it was really necessarily over until she went to that party in LA.
Which party was this?
What's the party?
That was Nick's party.
So this was just a few weeks ago.
Nick Vile's party. Whenever Natalie's birthday was.
Natalie's birthday in October, I feel like?
That was like end of August.
Oh, end of August. Okay, so what happened at the party?
Well, that's all the rumors that you see that everyone was talking about was referring to that party. And that's when her attitude kind of switched. And that's when I was like, she's not going to work on anything. Like, she's gone, you know. But up until that point, I thought we were able to work on whatever it is we were doing.
How much communication had you had leading up to that party?
Every day. Yeah.
Go ahead.
Between Tino and now this relationship, there seems to be maybe a theme where it's like, is the end of an engagement the end of the relationship? In my book, I'd say if somebody wants to end a engagement, that would mean the relationship is also over. And in the finale reunion, you guys said, like, you know, Victoria was like, I don't want to be engaged anymore. Did you take that as we're not together, or like?
No, I mean, no, we were talking every day. We were FaceTiming. We were making plans. You know, I had bought tickets to her house before that party, you know, like and no point where I was like, oh, we're done. We were very much still together. We were just, and I think the main thing was like, are we going to walk on that stage engaged? That's what that whole thing was.
Okay.
So at no point was I like, we're not together anymore. I mean, you don't say I love you to someone that you're not together. It's just, no, I don't think so.
So end of August, and I know this is painful. This is like pulling teeth.
Sorry.
Yeah. So I want to just clear this up. I want to take some time here to make sure this all makes sense to everybody listening. End of August, yeah. She goes to a party. You guys are talking up until that point. What happens then following the party?
There's just no communication. It was just done.
Just done.
I was in Arizona. I was in Arizona with my family. And I had tickets to go to Nashville for that week after she left LA. I was flying from Arizona to Nashville and she was flying from LA to Nashville. And just even text got super dry. And then I got to her house and I was just like, yeah, there's something up right now. I just knew it was over. Like when I got on that plane to leave Nashville, I was pretty much just like, this is probably goodbye.
But you stayed for the weekend there with her. And it just felt at that point like it was already gone.
Yeah. I was just like, this is not the same person I left the beach with. You know, this wasn't the same person 3 days ago. Mm. So
can we talk about the party? I'm sorry, but I guess the party is where she's seen with Greg.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, it's crazy because the public knows just as much as me. You know, it's wild that's like this public relationship. It's insane.
But I'm asking you, there's footage of her with Greg at that party.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. They're hanging out there.
Okay. So this is the first time that you think they met or?
No, I've known. Again, like, it's just so out of character for me. I hate talking about this shit, but it's all good. Just because, and I only say that because in some weird way, you know, I asked this person to marry me and it's like, I still feel like I need to have her back and I don't want to completely just throw her under the bus. It's just not who I am.
You don't need to.
Sweet. Yeah.
No. I definitely won't. But she, you know, truthfully told me about Greg and her. At Paradise, you know, and you know, Andrew and all of them, they know, you know, that her and Greg were talking prior, and I don't know what happened with him, but it didn't work out, and she came down to the beach. So when I saw them together, and you know, she stopped talking to me, that's when I was just like, I don't like this, you know, you get that gut feeling. Mm-hmm. And then everything just kind of got confirmed after when rumors started surfacing. I hadn't told anyone about it, and I was just like, well, now there's rumors and I had a gut feeling. So what the hell?
Where do you turn in those moments, Johnny? Like, I mean, you're obviously, your mind's swirling, chaos is going around. Yeah. You're probably thinking you're crazy because she's probably telling you nothing's going on and you're saying, no, it feels like there is. And maybe I'm just, you know, going crazy here. Who have you leaned on?
Well, my mom.
Yeah.
My mom plays a huge factor. Yeah. My mom and you know, I have some friends who are just like brothers to me and my brothers too, you know, I do have a good like kind of support team, but things like this, I try to keep as personal as possible until, you know, I know everything, but my mom's like my go-to. And then, you know, I try to talk to the person, but obviously you don't get, you know, the answers you want. So
from the time that you left Nashville to the reunion show, which was the first weekend of November, what did you speak at all in there?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, after I left Nashville, she kind of stopped. We stopped communicating, and she was super busy. She had to do a bunch of work, and so she was flying around a lot. And right before she did all these trips, I had called her and just said, you need to kind of figure your stuff out because you're not texting me anymore. And this is kind of making me go crazy, you know, sitting by your phone, kind of waiting for someone to talk to you. And it's just like, I didn't like that feeling, especially coming from, you know, where we were. So I had kind of made the decision to just say, hey, like, take the next couple of weeks, work, travel, do whatever you got to do and figure your stuff out. And, you know, I'll be in Nashville middle of September and we can talk then, you know, it's my birthday. And, yeah.
Were you going for her or were you just going for your birthday with friends?
It was like a mixture. I had friends out there and then, we had kind of agreed when I was in Nashville prior that I would, you know, spend my birthday with her in Nashville. So I thought I split it, but we just, like I said, we stopped talking.
Did you go?
Yeah, I went. I went to Nashville. I think that's when we kind of officially, we had like a talk about where we were and everything. It was like right around my birthday. I went to her house and we talked about everything.
What was the vibe of that conversation?
She was gone.
Yeah, it was cold.
Yeah, it was cold. I like already thought she was with someone else. Yeah, like I was like, you just not an idiot. You just know these things, you know?
Yeah.
So I just kind of was like, I should have never came here. This fucking sucks.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm not perfect though. I'm not going to put everything on her. I was not perfect.
No, we're going to get into that. There's some things said during this episode that I want to talk to you about, but until we get to that point, we're going to get the timeline. The timeline in your world, you know, it's different. Yeah, there's two
sure.
truth. There's
sure.
three sides of truth. Your truth.
There's three
her
sides.
Truth
yeah.
and the truth. So we're going to get your truth and then try to make sense of all this for anybody watching, because I'll be honest,
sure.
you know, after watching last night and the reunion, there is a lot of things left. It felt like undone. It was confusing. It was
for sure.
So really, it's to get clarity to what was going on.
Yeah.
And I think we're making sense of it right now.
Definitely.
What keeps baby skin healthy? A diaper that doesn't leave skin wet. That's why Pampers Swaddlers absorbs wetness better versus the leading value brand and provides up to 100% leak-proof skin protection to help keep your baby's skin dry and healthy. We have been a Pampers family since the start with Dawson. It takes you a few months of experimentation to figure out what really works, and for us, Pampers really works. Pampers Swaddlers are dermatologist approved by the Skin Health Alliance. They're hypoallergenic and they're free of parabens and latex. All that so important. Try Swaddlers with the new Pampers Free and Gentle Wipes for healthy baby skin. For trusted protection, trust Pampers, the number one pediatrician recommended brand.
Ashley, is it true that some contestants have cashed in their 401k to afford a new wardrobe for The Bachelor?
I mean, you do need a lot of ball gowns when you think about it. Where did you hear that rumor, Ben?
Oh, Smart Money Happy Hour. It's a podcast where two money experts, Rachel Cruz and George Camel, talk totally unfiltered about life, pop culture, and how to afford it all. With 90s nostalgia and reality TV fandom mixed in, of course.
So, like, how to budget for a hot date in Malta, like Joey went on?
Yeah. Or how to baby step your way to being a millionaire before you're 35.
Oh, okay. I'm looking at this episode on how much people spend on dating apps. So one guy is spending $499 a month.
He should really apply for The Bachelorette.
Or this one episode, which is what our Amazon purchase history says about us.
Why don't you just go and tap that subscribe button, Ashley?
Say less. This is really, really interesting. So to check it out, you can search Smart Money Happy Hour and listen wherever you get your podcasts. Just search Smart Money Happy Hour and hit that subscribe button, which I just did. Your wallet and your next road trip will thank you. As every parent knows, kids seem to be everywhere all at once. It's tough for even the most watchful mom and dads to protect their little ones from every single thing. Duracell understands that. That's why they're deeply committed to lithium coin battery safety. Lithium coin batteries power many important things around people's homes, including things that young children may have access to. So Duracell not only educates parents, caregivers, and medical professionals about the importance of lithium coin battery safety, but they also make the only lithium coin batteries with a non-toxic bitter coating to help discourage children from swallowing them. Even Duracell's packaging is child secure and designed to avoid accidental opening. Because they believe that their product should provide more than just power, they should also provide peace of mind. Learn more at Duracell.com/powersafely. Available on 2032, 2025, and 2016 sizes. You wake up with a scratchy throat, congestion, runny nose, and cough. You know your body. You know you're getting sick. Your choices are tough it out, get sick, take some time off from work, hope the doctor can see you this month, or wait 2 hours at urgent care. Then you can sit in a room full of sick people. Or you can open your medical emergency kit, match your symptoms to the doctor's recommendation prescription.
It comes with doctor-prescribed meds to treat over 39 medical issues. It has strong antibiotics for infections of all types. Plus, a doctor's easy guide, so you'll know exactly what to take and when. No waiting to see the doctor. No waiting at the pharmacy. It's all in here. Every home should have at least one medical emergency kit. Order yours online in minutes. Your kit will be rushed to your door, and you get 15% off at twc.health/famous.
You can use the promo code FAMOUS. That's promo code FAMOUS at twc.health/famous.
The Home Depot wants every mom to have their own outdoor oasis this Mother's Day. Whether that be a new space to relax or a beautiful garden upgrade, at the Home Depot, you can give mom a gift that's as unique as she is, with a stylish and comfortable place to entertain or relax for the mom who does it all. And with convenient delivery, you won't have to stress over getting it to her either. Looking to step up your Mother's Day flowers for the mom who's great with gardening? Let mom's green thumb do some digging with colorful flowers, pots, and premium soils to bring out the most in her patios, walkways, and gardens with the Home Depot's Mother's Day Savings Event happening now. Get Vigoro Potting Soil, just $8.97, for strong, healthy, vibrant plants indoors and outside. Start your Mother's Day shopping and saving today by checking out the Home Depot's extensive selection online at homedepot.com or directly in-store near you with convenient pickup and delivery options. See homedepot.com/delivery for details. The Home Depot, how doers get more done.
So obviously then this leads us to the reunion. I'm assuming you didn't speak for a little bit before that reunion.
That's when the whole Italy and her officially became real.
Yeah.
And that's when it kind of really like got under my skin, and she had reached out right before the reunion. And I just was like, I didn't want anything to do with it. So I didn't answer.
Reached out how?
To clarify.
Reached out how?
Just kind of say what's up and you know, how this reunion is going to go down. And I think she wanted to discuss it, but I was just, you know, maybe it would have been better for the both of us, but I was just like not happy at the time.
Just to clarify, the Italy thing, for those who don't know, they were spotted all around Rome together on Instagram.
Yeah.
How did you feel when you first saw those photos?
That sucked. I was at work and my buddy sent me a text and it was a video and he was like, dude, is Greg, because we have a mutual friend. And he was like, dude, I think Greg's in Italy with Victoria. And I was like, nah, it can't be. Like, she's not in Italy. We have a reunion to go to and we just talked like 2 days ago. And he was like, no, I think so. And I got like a text and then there's pictures and I was like, all right. I'm not fucking crazy.
Yeah. You can't just both happen to run into each other in Rome. You know, it's not like they were like spotted at Nick's house together where you could be like, you could try to explain away the situation.
You just don't end up in Italy. It's funny too, because we kind of look alike. So everyone was like, it's Johnny in Italy. It's Johnny in Italy. I was in Miami that weekend.
Yeah. There's an interesting thing that I think Victoria pointed to during the reunion that is true, and I want to get your opinion on it. She said, you know, how soon is too soon to move on? It's a question we've asked ourselves on this podcast for years. There's two sides of that. And to add to that, not similar in nature, a little bit similar in my experience.
Yeah.
The sooner the Band-Aid gets ripped off, like you kind of hold on to this idea and this ideal of what was there and what was happening, even though everything maybe kind of sucked for a long time. And that Band-Aid gets ripped off and the truth is revealed. I'm
not going to lie.
Yeah, it's a good feeling. It hurts. I mean, it hurts deep and it stings and it will put you in weird places mentally. But it is kind of
it's like a, almost like you can breathe.
Yeah, but it's also like ground. It's hitting rock bottom in a sense, yeah. And now their only way out is up. And the sooner you can get out, it's better.
Yeah, it wasn't like I wasn't just looming at the bottom. Yeah. It was like I finally hit. I knew I wasn't crazy. I knew something was happening, and it's just like I can finally breathe. Move the fuck on. Yeah. I'm not worried about. I know. I'm not wondering. We don't have to have these talks anymore. I don't have to ask you if you're with him. Like, yeah. I'm done.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it was like a blessing in disguise.
Yeah.
You know,
it is. I mean, it's just like here, like you can move on now.
No, you definitely don't wish it, but it's going to, if it's happening, like people should just be honest. It goes such a long way.
So you see those pictures. And in that moment, did you want to reach out to her and be like, what the hell? Or no. Were you just going to be like, I'm above this?
Yeah, I kind of just, in that moment, I just kind of said, I'm done communicating. Like, that was that for me. Before that, you know, it was very much like, if she reached out, I would text back. Or, you know, I would reach out and be like, hey, are you okay? But after that, I was just like, I can't do this anymore. You know, I need to move on from this. Mm-hmm. It was hard. I would, you know, you just see that, you would love to reach out and be like, hey, are you in Italy? Like, what the hell?
Yeah.
But I knew from the pictures, I didn't need someone to tell me yes or no anymore.
Yeah.
Well, it leads us into then kind of the closing of this chapter in your life. Sounds brutal. I didn't know how I was going to say it, but I'm going to say it the way it's going to come to me. And you went on Paradise. You had a really good time.
Yeah.
You went on Paradise, for sure. Right? You got drinks made by Wells, one of my favorite people in the world.
He's awesome.
You know, you got to swim in a pool. You got to sit on the beach. You got to get some rays. You made it to the end.
Yeah.
You got engaged. And you've now lost that engagement, that fiance, you know, and you have moved on. And as you said at the beginning of this podcast, you said you only wanted to do this once.
Yeah.
That was your goal. First off, you're not alone. There's great things to come. I can promise you that. I can you that. I'm living proof that the future is very bright for you, man. But you're still in it. Like, you're not out of it yet. And I don't want to say it's going to be better in a year, 2 years, 3 years. It might not. Yeah. I don't know what your life is going to look like. But I do know where you're at right now. And again, I want to check in on you. Like, what is going through your mind? What are you hoping for? What are you dreaming for? What are you hoping there is to come? And where do you feel like you are personally?
Like you said, up. I just hope the only thing coming now is up. And as much as, you know, a lot has happened that has sucked, a lot of good has happened. You know, I met all these people. Mm. I have lifelong friends, you know, Aaron, Brandon, Michael, everyone, you know, Wells.
Tyler, he was on your side.
Don't forget to say Tyler, because Tyler was about ready to jump out of his seat to protect you.
Tyler, me and Tyler talk every day. So it's not like, it's not the worst thing in the world. And I think I'm in a much better place than where I was, you know, 4 or 5 months ago. You know, I'm a whole different person. I've grown from this experience. I got engaged. Like, I was never ready to be engaged. And I knew where I was at life. And I just, you know, Victoria did open my eyes to what falling in love with someone is like. And I do not take any of that for granted. So even though it fucking sucks and I am and was heartbroken, you know, like, I'll grow from it and I'll get better. So I think the only way right now is up.
Yeah. Well, just to close that, you know, some of the best things that come from this for me was you get a lot clearer picture of what it is that you need and in the terms of what weaknesses do you have? Like, you have insecurities. Yeah. I have insecurities. Yeah. Ashley knows that I have deep insecurities that haunt me.
Yeah.
And that wreck me at times. And, you know, I found a partner that, you know, sees the best in me. And I have a partner now that is empathetic and caring and loving and gracious and kind and slow to speak and quick to listen. Those are things I needed. I didn't know I needed that.
Yeah.
Until something really hard happened.
Yeah.
And that's one of the best things. Now, again, I don't know how long that's going to be for you. I don't know when that's going to happen. for you. But it is something that comes out of this is these really difficult breakups that happen on national television with everybody to have an opinion on. You do start to see, okay, where am I at? What are my weaknesses? What are my strengths? And what do I want in a partner? And that is a great thing to start processing.
So what I'm working and building on right now, you know, I think, like I said, this show has helped me in so many ways, And I'm still even learning what it's helped me with. But, you know, I know that much more now about myself and what I want in someone. So spot on.
You're going to have no trouble.
No.
Appreciate it.
No, you're also 26, young, and great things happen around this age. I'll let you know that, you know. I was 26 and the whole Bachelor experience started for me, and it matured me a lot and was able to put me on the right path, I feel like.
I think it did a lot for me.
Yeah. So let's talk about the reunion show just for a brief more minute.
Yeah, for sure.
Because the audience really seemed to be on your side for the most part. But there were a couple comments in there we have to address. There was one, the conversation that Victoria brought up in which I can see how it could have been a joke. She said that like her point in being in a relationship with you is supposed to be to cook and clean. And if she doesn't do that, then what's the point of her being around?
Okay.
Please explain the time and place and tone and all that.
It's honestly so stupid. It's like, how was this so turned around? It was literally just a joke because she hates to cook and clean. Mm-hmm. And I love cooking and cleaning. So, you know, it's just like someone cooks, someone cleans, someone cleans, someone cooks. And I was like, if I cook and clean, what are you going to do? Mm-hmm. It's nothing like, what are you going to do in a relationship? You don't have to cook and clean. This is the 21st century. It gives a shit.
So you're basically just like, so you don't cook, you don't clean. So like, what do you bring to the table, girl? Was it like that?
No. So can I cuss on here? I'm sorry.
Yeah. We beep it out. Just go ahead. What was the tone? What was
Easton
the context
sits
of the conversation?
Behind the scenes and just bleeps. I mean, he's good at it.
bleep.
He's got to get paid.
It was pretty much just like joking and laughing at the same time we were talking about it. And I think it kind of just, in a way, did hurt her a little bit because she, like I said, she hates to cook and clean. And she would, you know, she would call me up and be like, I don't cook or clean. So is that going to work for you? I'm like, yes, it's fine. Like, I don't care.
Okay.
And I think it just kind of got, I don't know. I think her back was against the wall and the whole rumors and accusations really just got under her skin. And I think she just threw out whatever she could. Mm.
You will care once you get married. I'll tell you that. It's a 50-50 partnership in this house. We're both grinding.
I mean, my big Italian family, you know, it's if my grandparents are cooking, the whole house is cleaning, things like that. But like I said, I personally love to cook. It's what I do. And cleaning is very therapeutic for me. So I don't mind. My wife's going to be a happy gal.
Yeah.
Aw, that's so sweet. What keeps baby skin healthy? A diaper that doesn't leave skin wet. That's why Pampers Swaddlers absorbs wetness better versus the leading value brand and provides up to 100% leak-proof skin protection to help keep your baby's skin dry and healthy. We have been a Pampers family since the start with Dawson. It takes you a few months of experimentation to figure out what really works, and for us, Pampers really works. Pampers Swaddlers are dermatologist approved by the Skin Health Alliance. They're hypoallergenic and they're free of parabens and latex. All that so important. Try Swaddlers with the new Pampers Free and Gentle Wipes for healthy baby skin. For trusted protection, trust Pampers, the number one pediatrician recommended brand.
Ashley, is it true that some contestants have cashed in their 401k to afford a new wardrobe for The Bachelor?
I mean, you do need a lot of ball gowns when you think about it. Where did you hear that rumor, Ben?
Oh, Smart Money Happy Hour. It's a podcast where two money experts, Rachel Cruze and George Camel, talk totally unfiltered about life, pop culture, and how to afford it all. With 90s nostalgia and reality TV fandom mixed in, of course.
So, like, how to budget for a hot date in Malta like Joey went on?
Yeah. Or how to baby step your way to being a millionaire before you're 35.
Oh, okay. I'm looking at this episode on how much people spend on dating apps. So one guy is spending $499 a month.
he should really apply for the Bachelorette.
Or this one episode, which is what our Amazon purchase history says about us.
Why don't you just go and tap that subscribe button, Ashley?
Say less. This is really, really interesting. So to check it out, you can search Smart Money Happy Hour and listen wherever you get your podcasts. Just search Smart Money Happy Hour and hit that subscribe button, which I just did. Your wallet and your next road trip will thank you.
As every parent knows, kids seem to be everywhere all at once. It's tough for even the most watchful mom and dads to protect their little ones from every single thing. Duracell understands that. That's why they're deeply committed to lithium coin battery safety. Lithium coin batteries power many important things around people's homes, including things that young children may have access to. So Duracell not only educates parents, caregivers, and medical professionals about the importance of lithium coin battery safety, but they also make the only lithium coin batteries with a non-toxic bitter coating to help discourage children from swallowing them. Even Duracell's packaging is child secure and designed to avoid accidental opening. Because they believe that their product should provide more than just power, they should also provide peace of mind. Learn more at Duracell.com/powersafely. Available on 2032, 2025, and 2016 sizes.
You wake up with a scratchy throat, congestion, runny nose, and cough. You know your body. You know you're getting sick. Your choices are tough it out, get sick, take some time off from work, hope the doctor can see you this month, or wait 2 hours at urgent care. Then you can sit in a room full of sick people. Or you can open your medical emergency kit, match your symptoms to the doctor's recommendation prescription.
It comes with doctor-prescribed meds to treat over 39 medical issues. It has strong antibiotics for infections of all types. Plus, a doctor's easy guide, so you'll know exactly what to take and when. No waiting to see the doctor. No waiting at the pharmacy. It's all in here. Every home should have at least one medical emergency kit. Order yours online in minutes. Your kit will be rushed to your door, and you get 15% off at twc.health/famous.
You can use the promo code FAMOUS. That's promo code FAMOUS at twc.health/famous.
The Home Depot wants every mom to have their own outdoor oasis this Mother's Day. Whether that be a new space to relax or a beautiful garden upgrade, at The Home Depot, you can give mom a gift that's as unique as she is, with a stylish and comfortable place to entertain or relax for the mom who does it all. And with convenient delivery, you won't have to stress over getting it to her either. Looking to step up your Mother's Day flowers for the mom who's great with gardening? Let mom's green thumb do some digging with colorful flowers, pots, and premium soils to bring out the most in her patios, walkways, and gardens with the Home Depot's Mother's Day Savings Event happening now. Get Vigoro Potting Soil, just $8.97, for strong, healthy, vibrant plants indoors and outside. Start your Mother's Day shopping and saving today by checking out the Home Depot's extensive selection online at HomeDepot.com or directly in-store near you with convenient pickup and delivery options. See HomeDepot.com/delivery for details. The Home Depot, how doers get more done.
Also want to address the name calling. We don't even know, speaking of beeps, what you guys were saying, because it was like blurred out and beeped out.
It
sounded bad, guys. What was it?
Is there a PG version? Okay, first question is this.
No. Synonyms. Give us synonyms. Synonyms.
Here's the first question. Johnny, and I think you have to own up to this if you said it man to man.
Yeah.
Did you call her something in the fit of anger that deeply hurt her?
Hell no.
Okay.
Hell no.
So where would that come from?
It's just one of the many arguments that we maybe have said things to each other that, you know, necessarily wasn't the best thing to say or wasn't the best choice of words. And I think, like I said, I think Victoria just had her back against the wall and she just grabbed whatever she could. Okay. And twisted around in some crazy way that, you know, kind of made me look bad. So, you know, again, I'm not perfect. And me and her have been in plenty of fights where we both have said things to each other. And I've apologized to her, but that shit was uncalled for.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess we don't need to know what the name was that was said.
But
man, if they beep it out, it's probably better. You just keep it like that.
We'll keep it like that.
It sucks too, because you know what, like, really kind of messed me up today was, like, the whole reunion was just sad. It was like, I truly do care for this person, regardless if she's moved on. You know, I'm moving on. Like, I do. I asked her to marry me. I love this person, and I'll always have a soft spot for her. But today, just out in public, I had little girls coming up to me, like, you know, giving me hugs and taking pictures. Like, they're about to watch this reunion, and it just sucks. Like, it really sucks.
Yeah.
It was terrible. There was like an 8-year-old. She's like, I love you. You're my, like, I'm your biggest fan. And I'm like, holy shit, you're going to hate me after tonight.
Well, not because of the situation, but does that make you worried that now you have these little 8-year-old girls who are looking up to you, and now she's accusing you of saying
what? Things that, like, I that's not my character. And Victoria knows it's not my character. And it's just like, you know, in the heat of the moment, I get where she's coming from, and she was upset about everything, but it just sucks. I don't know. Like you said, it's a whole public platform, and now everyone's got an opinion. And, like, that kind of, that was eating me up the most about the reunion. It's just like, why did you have to drag, like, through the mud, like, our issues and things like that? You know, I was up there kind of putting something on blast that you made public. I didn't want to talk about that at all. And we had conversations about not talking about it. But yeah.
Don't worry.
That really sucks.
Don't worry. Tyler's got your back on this episode. He makes sure everything's cleared up pretty quickly.
Yeah, I love Tyler. He's a good kid.
You know, the reunion was sad. Sad for a couple reasons. Yeah. And then Greg comes out and Victoria and Greg get to sit on the couch together and kind of announce their relationship. What did that feel like to you?
Dude, that was my moment. That sucked. That was the most heartbreaking, crushing thing when I heard that he showed up and she kind of was just all about it. And I was just like, why? Like, I went through two shows. I went through Bachelorette, and now I'm on Paradise. And I did all of Paradise with you. I went through all those times together, and we've had our ups and downs. And now I was on stage for 5 minutes. I just sit in my trailer by myself, and I was just like, this is bullshit. You know, I didn't get to spend time with the cast who I love. I didn't get to see Wells. I didn't get to talk to anyone. I got to go on stage, have a fight with someone that I truly care about, and then walk away, like, empty-handed from everything. That was that night sucked. I called my mom crying. I was just like, this is fucking awful. I know, we're not allowed to have our phones. I was like, give me my fucking phone. I was like, I need to talk to my mom right now. And they're like, okay. I was like,
I'm intrigued.
I love how you leaned on her.
Yeah. What did she say to you?
Yeah.
My parents and I are very close. Ashley and her parents, very close. Yeah. My parents at one point during this whole process for me said, Ben, I don't know. Like, this is so unrelatable. Yeah. And I don't know what world you're living in that, like, it's hard for us to give you any advice. We can support you by, like,
Yeah.
I mean, it kind of is the same way. It's like, Johnny, come on. Like, really? I'm like, yeah, mom, but you don't understand. Like, you know, at the end of the day, I was engaged, and I truly felt that way. And, you know, she just said it sucks, but, you know, I need to, you know, kind of pick myself up now. And the hard part's done, you know, the reunion's over. You already did it. And just breathe now and just, you know, move on.
I loved your parents on Hannah and Gabby. I mean, Hannah, I loved your parents on Rachel and Gabby's season.
Rachel and Gabby,
they had like this sense of realism that I don't normally get from hometowns. I actually felt like that's how the conversation would have gone down with my family.
Yeah, it was funny. My dad's a character.
Yeah, I love him.
Yeah, he's such a character. I was so excited that he was going to be there talking.
So what happened after she got off stage with Greg? I know that you guys, you know, have parties afterward. There's usually the after party after the reunion. And then the next day, there was a huge press day. So you guys had to be in the same room again together.
Yeah. Yeah. Me and her were. After the reunion, she actually had reached out, like, immediately after. And, you know, we both felt awful. We just felt like we came out swinging at each other. And she was really torn up. Mm. I didn't answer. I would just thought it was all bullshit. But I ended up seeing her at the after party at the press, and kind of ran into each other, didn't say really anything. And then we talked a little bit after, you know, she said she wanted to speak about everything that went down, and you know, I agreed to. So, yeah, I don't know. Kind of just hashed out everything.
Did it feel better?
It did for a split second, and then she goes to Nick's house, and Nick started posting videos on TikTok, and I was just like, all right, nothing was fucking genuine. You know, it's just back to the public platform, and I was getting tagged in it, and I was just like, you were here crying 20 minutes ago, and it's like, no, you're like, come on. That's why I said, like, I truly do care, but like, I just can't keep answering, and no more talks. Like, I'm done.
Why do you think that happened? Do you think she said, hey, post a video of me? Or do you think Nick just did it?
I have no clue.
We're so confused by that. Like, how did they even like put that out while the show was going on? Like, you're not allowed to put spoilers out on social media. So why was that, I don't want to say approved, but like not forced to be taken down?
I felt the same. I'm just like, that's why it kind of like sucked too. I was just like, I'm just constantly feel like I'm just getting put down, like kicked while I'm down, and no one's like, you know. And Nick is someone I met, and now he's out here posting soft launches. I'm like, dude, what? Like, I get it, whatever, but like, come on, like, you know, I'm gonna see that, you know, the public's gonna see that. Like, I have people saying they can't even watch the show anymore, and like, it's kind of, it sucks for me, you know. I can't engage with people, and you know, they're like, it sucks, I can't watch you too, like, it's all a lie.
That wasn't a lie.
No, but like, people have their own opinions about things, and it just kind of ruined a lot of shit for me.
Yeah,
you know, and like, dude, at some point I just want to be like, grow the fuck up, like, just wait a couple weeks and then do whatever the hell you guys got to do.
Yeah,
but like, I don't know. I think from a fan standpoint and viewers, they were upset, and you know, whatever.
Yeah, yeah. Wait a couple weeks. The soft launch, the first thing we talked about here, you know, you do get to see that. You get posted in it, tagged in it.
Oh, I got tagged a million times in it. Like, I saw the comments that they loved it, people hated it, people are like, I love these two, and it sucks to see.
Yeah, again, it's not fun for anybody to pick any team. You don't want people to hate her or hate you or
it's
choose
true.
You or her. It's just there is still a timing here issue.
Yeah.
Is still confusing to us here, because it's like, how in the world did that happen? I don't know. How is it allowed when it was allowed?
Do you think that possibly it was because it created an interesting storyline? It was very dramatic to like kind of see the ending before it happened.
I think it helps in a way. It helps them for sure. You know, looking happy and things like that. No doubt it helps. And they all have huge followings, you know? People probably love to see that.
Do you find a little bit of satisfaction in the fact that you're definitely the one that's getting the more empathetic response from the audience?
Mm. Again, it's so 50-50. Because I also don't want to, I don't need people to feel bad for me, you know? Like, I don't want that, you know? I would love to be like Brandon and Serene, you know, just super happy, having the best time. But like, now people are choosing sides, and I don't want people to be mad at her, and I don't want people to hate me. And, you know, it's like, who really wins? Does anyone really win?
Yeah. Well, Johnny, I have a secret for you. I have a big secret what for up? You. Ashley knows to talk me, about it very much, but I'll do our bragging. We've got a big following too at the Almost Famous podcast.
Let's go.
And we've been around a while. We're still trucking. We're still growing. We're still doing our thing. And our listeners are very loyal. We have our little platform here. And we're very thankful for that. And we have a platform.
I'm glad
built,
you guys had me.
Yeah. Built on talking to people like you and getting to hear, you know, as much of the story as we can. Obviously, there's pieces of that you don't even know, probably, that can be added in and explained and thought through. But we are thankful that you came on with us today. And on these episodes, we always like to end in a similar way. Johnny, we sit here today. We just hashed out the timeline. We just talked through a breakup. We just talked through a whole season of Paradise leading up to an engagement. Yeah. What are you now looking forward to? What are your dreams? What are you hoping for now to come in your future? If you could sit here today and say, hey, and then this will not be the last conversation you have about this. I promise you that. Okay. But it might be the last really public, like public, you know, out there conversation that you have.
If you so choose.
Yeah, yeah. Right.
So if this is kind of that like stake in the ground moment, I'm moving on, I'm moving forward. What does that forward look like to you?
Forward to me right now is, like you said, it's going up. It's focusing on myself, whether that be physically, mentally, just growing, you know, growing from everything that I've learned in this whole process. Getting back to kind of where I was prior to the show, going back to paramedic school, and just doing things that I love, like traveling, meeting new people. This has opened new doors for me. And I'm really going to explore, you know, these new options that I have, and just living my life and being the best Johnny I could be. Third person.
Well, you're 26 years old.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was 25 when I did this show, and there was a moment in my life when I hit rock bottom, and I said, thank God, and I mean this was a prayer, thank God that I was 25 when I did this, because I've got a lot of life in front of me. And I think the same thing for you, man. You've got a lot of life in front of you, a lot of things to do and learn and experience. But for today, we're thankful you're here. So thanks for joining us on the Almost Famous podcast.
Thank you so much for having me, seriously.
Johnny, we really appreciate your honesty today. You're just raw and unfiltered, and we love it.
I appreciate you guys. Seriously, this means the world to have me on here.
Yeah, and I think relatable. Like, there's people that are going to listen to this who have been in a breakup or going through a breakup that are going to be like, I get it. Rock bottom sucks, and it hurts, and it's weird.
I hope I can be a shoulder to lean on for people. You know, to everyone listening too, like, I am 20, and I just turned 26, but I've been through you know, I was engaged. I'm now not engaged. I've had my heart broken. You know, I've gone through things, you know, that families don't go through necessarily. So anyone out there needs to talk to someone, like, feel free. Hit my line. I love, you know, giving advice to people.
That's so sweet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, Johnny, stay along for this. Follow our lead. This has been the Almost Famous podcast. Johnny has joined us today and shared his experience from paradise, his experience and breakup. And it's never easy, but we're thankful for it. We hope somebody listening can relate, get something from it. But also we hope listeners, if maybe you aren't in a breakup situation, we'll just get some clarity on the timeline, because there's only a limited amount of time that we have during the show. With that, I've been Ben.
I've been Ashley.
I've been Johnny.
Yay! Good job, Johnny. Not everybody gets it.
Nobody gets it. Thanks, buddy.
Bye.
You've been Johnny. Take care, guys.
See ya. Thank you so much.
Please. Of course. Thank you.
Follow the Ben and Ashley I, Almost Famous podcast on iHeartRadio, or subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts.
Ashley, is it true that some contestants have cashed in their 401k to afford a new wardrobe for The Bachelor?
I mean, you do need a lot of ball gowns when you think about it, Ben. Where did you hear this?
On Smart Money Happy Hour. It's a podcast where two money experts, Rachel Cruze and George Camel, talk totally unfiltered about life, pop culture, and how to afford it all, with 90s nostalgia and reality TV fandom mixed in, of course.
Ooh, you do not have to say more to get me into this. To check it out, you can search Smart Money Happy Hour and listen wherever you get your podcasts. So if you've been looking for a love at first sight, it's closer than you think. It can be found at your local shelter. So this June 7th to 9th, join the Pedigree Adoption Drive. Pedigree brand will reimburse your dog adoption fees nationwide. Super special.
Pedigree knows that bringing a dog into your home not only opens their heart, it can open yours too. Visit pedigree.com/adoption-drive to learn more about the adoption drive and to see full terms and conditions.
Childproofing people's homes is hard, but Duracell is making it just a bit simpler. Not only are they committed to educating parents, caregivers, and medical professionals about the importance of battery safety,
They also make the only lithium coin batteries with a non-toxic bitter coating to help discourage children from swallowing them. Duracell even features child-secure packaging designed to avoid accidental opening. Learn more at Duracell.com/power safely, available on 2032, 2025, and 2016 sizes.
Hi, everyone. This is Rachel Zoe with the Climbing in Heels podcast. We recently sat down with a few recipients of the Botox Cosmetic, Onobotulinum Toxin A, and iFund Women grants at South by Southwest, thanks to Botox Cosmetic. Take a listen to our conversation. It's so good.
What advice would you give to upcoming like female entrepreneurs or just already sort of established trying to survive still?
I literally joke with my staff and we always are saying, oh, you want to be an entrepreneur? You want to be broke all the time and working 24/7? Ooh.
Yeah, but
so,
look at you.
Yeah, right? But I'm here. So the advice that I give is, and I coined this, and I believe I said it on my TED Talk, that your passion follows you. You cannot follow your passion. So my advice is to let your passion follow you, get out of your own way, and never stop and never settle.
This episode was brought to you by Botox Cosmetic. Learn more at BotoxCosmetic.com and talk to your specialist to see if Botox Cosmetic is right for you. For full prescribing information, including boxed warning, call 877-351-0300 and follow the Climbing in Heels podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe where you listen to your podcast.
What keeps baby's skin healthy? A diaper that doesn't leave skin wet. That's why Pampers Swaddlers absorbs wetness better versus the leading value brand and provides up to 100% leak-proof skin protection to keep your baby's skin healthy and dry. Pampers Swaddlers are dermatologist approved by the Skin Health Alliance. They're hypoallergenic and they're free of parabens and latex. Try Swaddlers with new Pampers Free and Gentle Wipes for healthy baby skin. Free and Gentle cleans better without risk of tearing. It's made from 100% plant-based cloth that grips the mess and is 5 times stronger. With Free and Gentle, mess meets its match. For trusted protection, trust Pampers, the number one pediatrician recommended brand.